Our country, the noblest country in the history of men, was based on the principle of individualism, the principle of man's inalienable rights. It was a country where a man was free to seek his own happiness, to gain and produce, not to give up and renounce, to prosper, not to starve, to achieve, not to plunder, to hold as his highest possession a sense of his personal value, and as his highest virtue, his self-respect.
And that's from The Fountainhead, a wonderful book if you have never read that, by Ayn Rand, A-Y-N-R-A-N-D. And what we need in to keep a healthy country, we need also personally, we need to have that sense of independence, of being productive, achieving things, growing as individuals, not giving up, giving up, giving up, and sacrificing, sacrificing, sacrificing. What are you left with? You're empty. You don't want to do that to yourself. You want to pursue values, you want, including friendships, and you want your friends and family members and kids to pursue their dreams too. And then it's win, win, win all the way around. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. My number's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER, toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And right now, I want to welcome Richard to the show. Richard, you're looking to find out how to turn negative feelings into positive feelings?
Well, actually, I read a book 5 years ago.
Okay.
Called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die.
Yeah.
And it actually has a script in it on turning negative thoughts into positive thoughts. And it has helped me tremendously.
Okay.
Over the past 5 years, I've gone from being very much in debt to being very successful in a sales career.
Wonderful.
And it's been phenomenal. And it's, you know, like right now, I'm number one in our company in sales. And I seem to be continuously getting better.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I have a negative thought, I go through the script that the book has, and it's helped me tremendously. But my my youngest daughter went to college.
Yeah.
And I basically, 10 years ago, decided that I was going to just raise my kids and not date. I've been divorced for about 20 years.
Yeah.
And now that she's gone and I'm successful in my finances, I'm trying to bridge the gap and be successful in my
parenting,
personal life.
Okay.
Yeah, and dating and things like that.
So dating. Okay.
Well, and even thinking if that's where I need to be, you know.
Yeah.
I'm to the point now where I'm doing very well, and, you know, I tend to want to gravitate toward doing stuff for my kids or going to see my children, which I have 5 great kids.
Yeah.
But I'd like to have a little bit more.
You'd like some romance in your life. And you'd
Absolutely.
Like to be successful in romance after you've been divorced for 20 years. And so you haven't pursued romance in all that time?
Well, and about 10 years ago, I just decided that I had a relationship with someone a lot younger than I was.
Yeah.
And it didn't go well, and it took a lot of time away from my kids. And being divorced, I just figured that I'd just spend my time raising my children. And they've all turned out great. And
so you've accomplished that goal too, not only in your career but with your kids. You have a good you have good relations with them, and now you want to turn. Now you're ready again. Are they all out of the house at this point?
Oh yeah, only one of them's in college now in New York City, and the rest of them have careers that they're getting started. And one's getting married, and a couple of them are going to get engaged this year.
Okay, so how can I help you closer to dating, getting married, and getting engaged?
Well, that's my question.
Yeah.
Is there a book you suggest? I guess I want to take this part of my life and what I've learned through the Feelings Buried Alive Never Die to the rest of my life. I guess I can just start scripting it, but I've read books like The Secret, and that's helped. And cause I really feel like the more positive you are, the more positive thing you attract.
Right. And I would recommend, and it sounds self-serving, but it's the book that my co-author and I wrote. We wrote a book that tells you how to make yourself lovable, and the whole focus is on embracing your life, enjoying whatever values you have. If it's dating, how to date in a way where you can find a soulmate. What is a soulmate? How do you make yourself lovable? What are relationship breakers? What communication skills can you use that will help? And how to be your own coach, in a sense. How to not make the mistakes that most people make in relationships. You know what one of the biggest mistakes couples make in a relationship is?
Trying to think that the other one's going to make them happy.
Oh, yes. Yes. Go. Tell me more.
Well, I just think that people get married because they want the other person to make themselves happy. And I feel like that a happy relationship or a good relationship is two people that are already happy and choose to be together.
Yes, you need to be able to stand on your own two feet, because let's say that I'm a very dependent person and I meet a guy and I just want him to fill my void. I don't have any values. I have a very simple job and I don't aspire to anything great, and I just don't do anything for hobbies or leisure. So I want to kind of latch on to a guy who's got some ambition and who's got some life in him, so that I can do what? What's he going to see in me?
Yeah, exactly. And if that you do get involved in that person the first time, but they don't do that, then you're going to think you made a mistake. I've got a good friend of mine right now that met a really awesome girl.
Yeah.
And they're both strong Christian people. They dated for a month, and now they've announced everybody they're getting married. They're going to get married after knowing each other 3 months, and I just feel like that's a prescription for disaster.
Right. So let me tell you, the title of my book, I think, will stay in your mind, of our book, actually. It's with Dr. Ed Locke. He's my co-author. And before I tell you the title, what you're describing, Richard, is that you need to build yourself into a person that you admire. And you want to, especially you're not a teenager where, you know, you haven't started life yet. You're just dating and learning about careers and the rest, but you want to build yourself into a person you admire. You've already done that. You've turned your life around beautifully, and then you want to search properly. You don't want to go to bars to find somebody. I mean, you might get lucky, but most, that's like the worst place to look. You want to find somebody who is close, like a soulmate. Aristotle called a friend like a mirror reflection of you. A friend is another self. So you want to find a person who comes at life similarly to the way you come at life, which means you need to put in the effort to search for somebody, just like you're good in sales. You want to be good in searching for a partner, and our book has a whole section on finding your soulmate. It has a whole section on communication and resolving conflict. And the hardest thing for anybody to do in a relationship is to hold on to yourself in the context of two people. Many people just lose themselves. They sacrifice, they become resentful, and then the woman becomes the old lady, or the guy is the old man, have to go home to the old man, you know what I mean. You know, they roll their eyes. You don't want that.
Exactly. That's so, I was married once, divorced. I never want to be divorced again. It was exceptionally painful, but, you know, I want to live the second half of my life in a way that was better than the first. And I'm not saying that I'm unhappy with myself as a person, but there's a lot of things that I would like to definitely improve on, and there are
you've got
come along.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful motivation. So I'm going to give, we're right at the end of time here, I'm going to give you the name of the book.
Okay. Get my pen ready.
It's not self-destructive, it's self-valuing. The Selfish Path to Romance. I told you would remember the book. And that means just holding on to yourself, valuing it, making yourself into an honest, decent person. The Selfish Path to Romance, How to Love with Passion and Reason. And you can get that at Amazon.com, Richard.
Okay, it's called The Selfish Path.
Right, it's a name you won't forget. You can even go to selfishromance.com. We have a website for it. So listen, I wish you the best in romance. Wonderful. And I think it's on eBooks too. Thank you so much for your call, Richard.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
Here are some guidelines necessary for effective communication in romance. Periodically summarize what you've heard in your own words when necessary for clarification. Make sure that you really understand what your partner is saying. For example, so you're saying that? Or did I hear you correctly that? Listen for issues that seem tied to strong emotions. Ask what the important value involved is. For example, the most upsetting aspect of this for you seems to be, or is that what's making you so sad or angry or anxious? Give suggestions only if it is clear that your partner wants them. Often your partner simply wants to feel understood.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.